Hey, we're going to say this next week, but spoilers. There's going to be spoilers.
Spoilers?
Spoilers.
On the back of your car.
Spoy, oh, spoy. There's going to be spoilers. And then Bri said,
this may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. Guess what we're doing? We're doing something super fast and fun and cool. Let's go to news.
Skateboarding!
Skateboarding! News! News!
Whee!
You alright?
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news.
Hey, welcome to the news. What's going on? We were just talking about Avengers. Let's just jump into... Holy shit, making a ton of cash with that.
A Marvel movie?
Imagine that.
Go figure.
Like, really, Black Panther just topped it, didn't it? It just
Black Panther was, like, a pretty big one.
It was the biggest superhero movie.
Yeah.
So far.
Biggest opening weekend, biggest... Yeah, like, massive. Yeah. It broke Avengers. Didn't Black Panther break Avengers?
I believe so. It broke
I don't know if it was opening weekend. It might have been opening weekend as well as cumulative. I don't know. A little early to say on that, but yeah, it broke the all-time opening weekend with $257.7 million domestic. And as of this recording, it's just shy of $1 billion worldwide, and it's been, like, a week. So that's... bananas.
Tied with Force Awakens as the only films to reach 300 million in 5 days.
Yeah. So, and yeah, and I did enjoy that image that was the Star Wars image Rey handing the lightsaber to Iron Man, being like, congratulations, fellow Disney subsidiary, on your success.
And let me just say, just for perspective,
yeah,
the GDP of Egypt is just shy of 312 billion.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know,
what they did.
So now
like
Disney's going to buy Egypt.
Yeah, really.
Just, they can just wait a little bit and buy America. At this point. Their previous buyouts have worked out pretty well.
That's true. Maybe they'll reinvigorate the America franchise.
It kind of needs it.
I think Trump might hold out for a higher price. I'm a great negotiator.
Yeah. Disney's going to take that real easy.
Yeah, really.
Send
in the princesses.
Disney buys America. Like, first rule, bring it back Obama. Michelle is a princess.
Yay.
Michelle is a Disney princess. That's true. Yeah, and you know what? I know DC fanboys are probably extra defensive right now. I am a DC fan myself. I've liked a few things.
Also, and that's, a boy.
Also yes. A boy.
And that's such a crazy thing. That people, like, if you...
I know.
Whatever.
Enjoy it.
And if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
If you don't like one, that's fine. However, it's worth pointing out the opening weekend of Infinity War made more domestically... The domestic opening weekend made more than Justice League made, period, domestically.
Ouch.
Ooh. I mean, you know... On one hand, this is literally something that was touted as, like, it's been 10 years in the making, so it's been the biggest thing ever.
I mean, Justice League was sort of 10 years in the making.
It just took a long time. Crazy uncle in a garage making something for 10 years.
Remember when George Miller was going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, about 8-9 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, I saw it with a buddy of mine, and him and I have gone to see these movies, like, pretty much since the start.
Yeah.
He always, like, he's not a comic guy, so he always makes me go with him. And he's like, explain this, just like he's a little connectors or whatever. But he's like, that was amazing. Just like all the little connections and the lead ups. And you got how many years of, okay, we're going to put this nugget here and it's going to pay off here. Crazy.
It was, No, for
I'm
sure.
I'm glad he liked it.
Yeah.
Well, but he hated it.
Yeah.
It had a lot of criticisms about, mostly people enjoyed it, but there were a couple of reviews basically being like, oh, does this really count as a movie when it's, like, you know, kind of just like a big crossover? I'm like, well, it is really, I mean, like, you could look at, like, the Avengers movies as being crossovers, kind of.
But how does that change whether it's a movie?
No, but absolutely, it had a story, absolutely.
It was like absolutely a, just like a big comic crossover.
Oh, it was, but it was like...
these characters seem a little bit off.
Yeah.
It's like they're being written by someone else. And...
but it was the movie version of, like, the Marvel crossover event.
Yeah. Captain America has this huge chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really awkward. It's
jiggling.
Yeah.
Somebody made an animated GIF of it. It is hypnotic.
It was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably me. Okay. Yeah, so that's a biggie.
But there is something to make the DC fans...
Exactly.
...happy.
What's that?
Hopefully me.
Yeah, it's been announced, DC Universe streaming service.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't aware that they were actually aiming to do their own streaming service.
Yeah, that's why Young Justice got pulled off of Netflix.
Yeah, which was kind of a bit of a piss off, I think, because like Netflix kind of played a role in that.
Yeah.
There goes a big campaign to like watch it more on Netflix, and like Netflix trying to get it happening. And then DC's like, ha ha, we're just going to take everything you did over here.
But it seems like everybody's
doing
Marvel.
Don't worry, it's going to fail in about 5 years, so.
Yeah.
Marvel in the long run is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
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 So we'll see.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own
thing. Okay, so let's just say.
Freaking Yahoo had a streaming service.
Give me more community. I'm happy for it. I mean, it was going to fail.
So they announced that they're doing DC Universe streaming service, and they've announced the first four shows to be streamed. Swamp Thing, Titans, Young Justice, Outsiders, and Harley Quinn.
Yeah. And some of these we know about, and some of them we don't.
Do we? Well, Titans has been the one.
Yeah, Titans is like filming. Like Titans is like a live action Titan show. We know... We've seen some character art and some stuff like that about it. So Harley Quinn, has that been announced before?
I think so. I think it's animated. Is it not?
Is it?
That's what
I don't know about anything.
I think I heard stuff about this maybe a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that it's adult oriented, but still a cartoon,
a soft ass.
Okay,
yeah. It's it's like Ninja Scroll.
But makes sense.
I mean, like Ninja Scroll, the best movie ever.
as far as we'll
watch it sometime
from the best nation ever.
Yeah,
the Ukraine.
Oh man, I really
I heard that Ukraine is weak.
I really want to watch Ukrainian Ninja Scroll now.
Ninja Scroll.
They call it Ninja Scroll.
It's the Ninja Crawl.
It is Ninja Crawl. You like.
Yeah.
You buy.
Have a cabbage roll.
Yeah.
You crawl.
Just like cabbage roll tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave it at that.
Please do.
I gotta say, you've all this making fun of Ukrainians, you've lost your very important my own wife fan base. You've lost her completely.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm part Ukrainian too, and I don't give a crap.
My wife is Ukrainian as well.
Uh-uh.
And I lost her as a fan base a long time
ago. Swamp Thing is interesting.
That could be cool. That's the one I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Is it live action? I guess we don't know much about that.
Yeah, we don't know much. That's the first I've heard of it. Yeah.
So that could be very cool.
But especially, that can introduce the whole dark universe.
Yeah.
Supernatural side.
I mentioned you posted it on the Facebook group, and I'm just like, I immediately went to like, oh, you could do an Animal Man thing.
Yeah.
Without it
being too expensive. And you could get into like they had the Rotworld stuff going on with like the red and the green.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily tie those together and it could be really cool. Like there's a lot of Vertigo stuff that would lend itself really well to not too expensive, but very experimental shows on that kind of a platform. So fingers crossed. One more little piece of news, but they're doing a Spawn movie. They're rebooting Spawn,
which we've been seeing. Todd McFarlane has been very very pushing, which is great. You know, that's
so apparently. He wants to do it right. There hasn't been a ton of news lately, other than the fact that it's still going to be happening. But they have offered the lead role to Jamie Foxx. So you know, that that could happen.
He's a good actor.
Oh, he's a very good actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Very impressive, Electro.
And I mean, you know, it seems like everybody wants to be in comic something at this point. I mean, like, Electro didn't work out too good for him, so here we go. And another piece of news. We are recording on some new microphones.
Yay!
So hopefully this sounds a little better than usual, than in the past. We were all huddled around for like years, a snowball, just like one USB snowball mic, which did the job. But now we've all got dedicated microphones, a mixing board, and hopefully...
We're slowly getting used to it, so bear with us.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It might take a little time, but we've got a borderline professional setup here. And hopefully it, improves the sound quality.
Yeah.
Give us feedback if you have any tips. If you know how to do this sort of thing.
If you know how to use the equipment that we're using,
you can tell
please
us.
Please help us.
Tell us what to do, and then
I don't
we
know.
Will do that.
I
sound like I'm far away.
He just sounds like he's down the hall. Down the hall Lees, that's what we call him.
Oh boy, that's what I call him.
How'd you guys know my childhood nickname from when I was down the hall?
Hey, stay down that hall, mister.
What the f***?
This is not a regular episode. What we're actually doing is we're just doing kind of a mini episode just in response to Infinity War.
Yeah.
So we're not doing a review, I don't think. I don't even know what we're doing. We're just jumping into it and just responding to it.
It's not even been like 2 weeks since it came out at the time this is going to come out. So much of this has already been covered to exhaustive detail.
Spoiler alert.
We should dig into, just the thoughts we had and the stuff we noticed and crazy speculation, whatever the hell we got.
Yeah.
Another thing I really liked about the credits.
Yeah.
There were two songs. Like every time
when were there?
Was
I didn't even notice
one theme song. I can't remember.
Take me on your mind. It was a Top Gun song, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no, might have been. No. It was, anyways.
Please, everyone, ignore what Merc says and carry on.
It was like the song that played when the Guardians showed up, and one other song, which I think was just like Avengers theme song thing, which
but
was.
Didn't have David Hasselhoff and a dancing Jeff Goldblum, so who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, don't you see the danger inherent in what you're doing here?
Really, they should have done that just to carry you through that. It wasn't very because there was no like mid thing. There was like.
They played it very. There was no like fancy credit stuff going on whatsoever. This was just like
it was solemn.
It was straight on.
Yeah, it was very solemn. Yeah.
Well, because like Thanos smiles and then directed
Jesus. Have to do that. Now that I think about it, it's not like you can really be like then do the funny things.
Then you
let's
put
have
a
Ben
rap
Affleck
about the movie
run
in.
Out. Like no, that would what?
Then you put a rap about the movie in. Thanos is a guy MC. And he's coming to town and he's gonna lay the Specker down. He's got two stones, but he's gonna get more because 2 - 6 and something
is 4.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yo!
What you talk about?
I gotta tell you, I've heard way worse movie raps in my life.
Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go, 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 go!
I didn't grow up in the 90s. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You ever hear the Saving Private Ryan one? It's pretty good. Step one, gotta find that guy. Get some guys with guns. Step two, don't stop till you find that dude.
He's got two brothers, but they're dead. Oh, no.
Oh, I never.
Two.
I didn't see it. I just saw the rap.
Oh.
So, your arm on the beach, pick up that arm.
The only scene of that movie that I've actually seen.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies that I've seen.
Yeah. Let's get back to it.
Scott.
Okay, let's just jump right to the clincher.
Absolutely.
Let's do a bunch of jumping.
What do you think is going to be the clincher to the next thing? What happened in this movie that is going to carry to the next movie that's going to be The Thing?
Oh, The Thing.
Well, The Thing will show up. Yeah.
You know what?
Hopefully,
I'm bummed out about
what?
The idea of Captain America picking up Stormbreaker, and whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
You want him to or not?
I don't care because it doesn't hold as much story weight as Mjolnir.
You think he will?
I think like him picking up Mjolnir would have been a really cool shot. Yeah.
They got that the one comic where he's lifting it up by screaming Avengers Assemble and he's got Mjolnir up here. I'm like, how do you not put that in a movie? You've teased it so long ago.
He already moved it. Yeah, he moved it. So let's see him fully pick the.
You gotta pay that off.
But you can't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. You're off on the next thing.
It matters to me, motherfucker.
There is some set photos of filming Avengers 4.
Right.
That
look like a time jump.
It might be. Where you could have Mjolnir, maybe you could have that happen. You don't know.
We'll see. I want it too badly. The end bit is Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And it is all, we all know that Captain Marvel is set in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how that
as
figures
evidenced
in,
by the pager that Nick Fury used.
Yeah, really, yeah.
But in the modern day, so I mean, she's still around somewhere.
Yeah. So obviously,
I assume she's not on Earth.
She's in space, and she's gone on to something else.
She looks incredible for having been 20-something years ago.
Maybe she doesn't age.
That's possible. Yeah. That's very likely a very easy explanation. Yes.
Maybe she's a Skrull.
She doesn't age until she gets there, at which point she begins to age.
Yeah.
I'll just toss out my theories.
Sure.
Okay. Doctor Strange. Did the eye looked ahead in time?
Right, there was one way. This was the only way.
There's one way out of like 14 million ways that this is going to work. Yeah. And then he gave up the time gem way too easy. Obviously, that is part of the plan.
Right. Well, it was the only way.
It's the only way because Tony Stark has to survive. Tony Stark somehow is
the minute
a key
Tony was
to
about
defeat.
To get
exactly.
Stabbed to death.
He's a key.
That changed it.
Because there's obviously this whole connection between Tony Stark and Thanos. Because the two of them know each other without knowing each other.
Yeah.
They're in love. The love that spans galaxies. And 15 years of Marvel movies. So marvelous.
There's that weird connection, like I am.
No, he's just the best guy, and everybody knows him, and everybody loves him, and he's always writing.
Exactly. I have gone through all the best parties.
Obviously. Sir, might I give you a hand job, please?
I'll do it myself.
I mean, just in like a meta kind of way, where it's like it all started with Tony, and Tony being key to it,
exactly
being resolved makes sense. Starts and ends with him, this arc of things.
Although I think Nebula will be the actual one.
I think that's there's a reason she's not dead. I was like, I was so sure. Like the minute they had her all like apart and stuff, I'm just
half
like,
dead.
She's not getting out of this movie. There's no way.
Yeah,
because it felt like kind of they got to the point where she kind of resolved things with her sister, and you know that was kind of leading towards her getting iced.
Yeah.
And not at all. So like, okay, there's a reason
she's still
around.
That goes back to the original actual Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes. And then like an interesting take, her being like pulled apart like that was very similar to the thing where she was like not living or dead kind of when he was trying to impress death. And there's more comparisons to Infinity Gauntlet there to be had, but the one thing interesting was the Doctor Strange stuff. It's pretty obvious, I guess. Like obviously, like he said, there was that one time
he's gave playing it up the long game. He even said I'm playing the end game.
Yes, exactly. He went very peacefully.
Yeah,
he went very confidently. Like he's literally fading out of existence, but he seemed like things are gonna be fine.
Not fine, maybe, I've done the best I can
at
this point.
This is the only way,
kind of exactly.
So there's, obviously, so that's, I want to just get into a few Infinity Gauntlet comparisons.
Sure.
If that's cool.
Jump in.
It's been a while since I've read it, but the whole thing where, he gets all the gems, in this case, and wipes out half of populations...
Yep.
That was pretty early in Infinity Gauntlet.
That was like what?
That's how it started.
Yeah.
That was like part three or
something like that.
I would say earlier.
I
can't remember.
After I saw it, I was like, I need to break out my issues. Because I have the individual issues somewhere in there. And it was like I don't remember the full story.
Yeah.
I just remember little bits, and I that's why I remember Nebula being that key of a thing, and then she steals the the gauntlet and the whole thing. Like, and of course, they don't have to play to this.
No, of course not.
This could be completely different.
Yes.
But
and it will be.
It's interesting how they're playing certain parts to it.
There were moments, though, just where it sort of... it seemed like there were little kind of nods in a way where they know what they're playing with. Like, yep. That Nebula thing, for example, and just the fact that, I mean, this is really... They're saying it's not really like a part one, part two thing, that they're going to be separate things, but this is a part one of two.
Yeah.
100%.
They aren't?
They're trying to play it as if the next movie isn't really... It's not like Infinity War Part 2... They're trying to say it's like its own thing, but it can't be because I saw this movie. There's no way.
and you saw the ending of it, very abrupt ending.
Yeah.
And you also saw the promotional stuff where it said Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Back before they changed it, apparently.
Did they ever change? I never saw the change.
The next movie, they're being very coy about it.
You know what? And I mixed that up, and I was thinking when I went into this movie that I thought, oh, that's the thing I heard, where it was they were changing the name.
Yeah.
And I thought it was for this movie that they were only going to put the name up at the end, and that would be the big spoiler.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No.
It's for the next one, I guess.
But, like, it doesn't matter what the name
is.
What is it going to be called? The Avengers Win?
Yeah.
And everyone is fine?
Yeah.
Spider-Man did it.
We'll see.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
A little moment I did like, sort of, you could take it as a nod to Infinity Gauntlet, where he goes to the planet with the Soul Stone, and there's a figure with a skull face in a black robe who shows up captivatingly, and it's not Death. It's a very different skull-faced person in a black cloak.
I felt that was weird and didn't make sense, and then I had to, like, go back and actually rewatch the first Avenger and be like, oh...
Yeah.
No, it kind of scans.
Yeah, poured it away.
But that's the thing. That's the long game thing. That they were like, we're going to plant this now, and 10 years later...
We need a way to get rid of the Red Skull. What if we just... We'll just send him off world, we're going to build up space stuff.
I think it's more like we're going to send him off, and we'll bring him back later, and then Hugo Weaving's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And they're like, eh... We got other things to do.
We'll get
this
other...
we can bring him back. Here's a point where we can bring him back. Someone else was doing it.
It was... Yeah, it wasn't him.
No, it was
a guy from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, a guy from The Walking Dead.
What?
Guy from Fear of the Walking Dead.
I think it's the regular Walking Dead.
I don't know.
Who? What?
His name is Ross Marquand. He plays... what's the character's name? Like Andrew, I think?
For the record, it's Ross Marquand, who plays Aaron on The Walking Dead.
Oh.
You wouldn't... Like, I looked him up, and I'm just like, really?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it clearly wasn't Hugo Weaving, but it was fine.
Apparently, he's a very good impressionist.
Yeah.
Like,
which is what every news site says. Like, I don't know who this is.
Oh, there was a video of him actually online recently where he was just doing like a bunch of different impressions.
Oh, really?
Just standing there doing a bunch of different impressions.
Did he do Hugo Weaving?
He did not, no.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, yeah, actually, yeah. There you go. Whatever. Hugo Weaving didn't want a part of this.
But he promised
he wouldn't come back, and he didn't.
But then when that first appeared and you saw that floating figure with the hood, I leaned over at my buddy that I go to see these movies with. I was like, oh, it's Adam Warlock.
Oh.
And I was so pumped. And I was like, it's the Soul Stone. It's got to be Adam Warlock. And I did not see that coming, which I delight to no end when I am surprised at a movie. And I don't see something coming. And I'm like, that's amazing. I love it.
Really cool to see the Red Skull.
It was
neat.
He's going to be back.
Oh, probably. Maybe. I mean, he's still...
Or is he just the...
No, he's going to be back.
I don't think so.
The Soul Stone got taken off the planet. His job there is done.
That's a good point.
He can do whatever he wants.
It's like, so you're like an old Nazi? Why do you know so much about the Soul Stone? I've been stuck here for 75 years!
I'm so tired!
I just want to poop, but they won't let me poop.
There are no toilets here! Double flush!
Ross Marquand, if you are listening, it's a pretty good Red Skull voice. I think you should imitate that.
Okay, here's one of the things. I've seen it twice now, and on the second viewing, I did notice at that point when he gets the Soul Stone, and there's the Flash.
Oh, the Flash is there.
And then all of a sudden, he wakes up and he's kind of in the water.
Yeah.
And he gets up, I'm like, and this is a total long shot.
He wet the bed.
He totally wet the bed.
But they say that's how you can tell.
Just titled it.
It's a sign of a psychopath if they're wetting the bed that late in life.
Really?
Uh oh. Why are you looking at me?
I thought, there's the whole idea of the soul world. There's the world that exists inside the soul stone. And then it was like, oh, he was there, and then all of a sudden he's here.
I'm like, right.
Oh, are they all of a sudden, they're all in the soul stone? Maybe the rest of the movie takes place there? This is a total long shot.
Like, it's not even, none of this is actually...
Long shot. So that's one idea. The other idea is, so he sacrifices Gamora, tosses her over the side. Obviously, she survives. She is in the Soul Stone.
Yes.
And is she going to meet... In the comics...
And the Russos actually confirmed, like, people had that theory that she was, like, at least in some sense, trapped in the Soul Stone.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they said they confirmed that is the case. I haven't heard that.
Okay, so there's that. Like, she, in the comics, was, like, the companion of Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
In the Soul Stone.
Oh.
And that's the whole thing. And that's why I was like, okay, Soul Stone, where's Adam Warlock? It's got to happen.
They've teased him. Twice.
Ever so slightly the first time. And then I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 earlier today. And then once again, it's there. And so I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're
going to
work that out.
It's going to happen. I mean,
it's got to happen, but how it works in terms of Soul Stone or not Soul Stone.
Right.
She's alive in that thing. I just watched a thing earlier today of the upcoming movies for Marvel, and that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to have less Star-Lord and more Gamora.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty okay with that.
That's pretty good.
Because it's been featured as a team movie, but it's basically...
It's mostly his. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, yeah, like, I enjoy Star-Lord a lot, but she was great.
She was good.
I think she was really good. Like, she sold the emotional stuff. I mean...
It's the emotional stuff, but I'm worried that it's, like, the humor carried that movie, and he was the center of the humor.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. I'm talking Infinity War. Gamora and Infinity War.
She nailed every moment she had in that.
Like, just completely killed it. Like, I would say, that movie, it made me more emotionally invested in her than maybe the Guardians movies did.
Yeah.
And much less emotionally invested in Star-Lord.
He f***ed up, you guys.
I like all of these. It's the long game. Like, we started it here and then carried it towards...
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
We're playing the short game, and
let's end this.
That's kind of all we got time for.
Unless there's any last
bits.
There's
a few things.
Very quickly?
Very quickly, okay.
Very quickly? Very quickly, okay.
Yeah, that moment where Thanos is like, I'm gonna squish you, Captain America, and he's like, I know you won't, I'm gonna push back up. Yeah, that look on Thanos' face, like he was just stunned. It seemed like there was something more to that than just, either just like Cap is that friggin' stubborn.
Yeah.
That he's like, yeah, you can squish me, but you're not gonna.
One of my favorite parts, let me just say, for the whole movie, was when they ran towards the barrier in Wakanda.
Yeah.
And you see
Black Panther and Cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump like ahead of everybody. I'm like, they're so fast. I'm like,
I know.
Yeah.
Totally. Those are two of my favorite boys.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, go, little boys, run.
Yeah, they're good. So that there being a moment, because Thanos took apart the Hulk. It didn't even take that much, and yet Captain America is like holding him back. So
I don't think there's something else to that. I think that was just annoying.
Just giving a cool moment.
Giving a cool moment to Cap, and it's
also
like
you have a physical
in a movie where he did very little.
Infinity Gauntlet, where like Cap is the one to like stand up against him.
Yeah,
like he's got the will to stand up against him. Where
that, and it's like he's not. I'm not pushing that hard because you're just a human. Why would I push? What the hell? Like kind of a confusion moment.
All right, I'll deck you with my no glove hand.
Yeah, exactly. Bam.
I know, Kyle. You like a white Vision, don't you?
I do. And that was a pretty gray Vision.
You technically got as close as possible to one.
I think he's coming back to life in the next one, and he's going to stay those colors.
At least for a bit.
I think so too. I thought that too.
And he's going to be sort of emotionless.
Yeah. He's lost his soul.
Wanda?
His soul has wandered off.
Oh no. I have to mention, again, he said it was... random, like it was just, half people would be gone and it would be like a random thing.
Yeah.
Gotta say though,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy got particularly punished. Only Rocket was left of that team. So it felt a little like, yeah, it's a random, or are you being like real petty to the team that took your daughter away?
I mean, he didn't know Groot.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't meet him at any point.
That's true. Every single Guardian who actually ran across him, he's like, yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, everyone who ran across him, except for Nebula and Iron Man.
Yeah.
We also talked a little bit about this before. I've seen it twice now, and in the second one, I noticed it particularly, that Thanos does the snap of the fingers,
yeah.
Things happen, and then they come back, and the gauntlet
it looks melted.
It is scorched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so how did that happen? What's the effect of that? Why did that happen?
Like, it could just be the use of that power messed it up.
But... True, but it's supposed to be, like, power of the universe, whatever.
It's true.
But then, and then he's also got a thing in it. He's got the axe in his chest, and then he's gone, and then he wanders out of that hut, and he's... Doesn't seem to have any, like, damage in his chest.
Well, I mean, he might have. This might be a shot of, like, weeks later.
True.
Yeah.
So there's that, but then at the same time, he still has a scorched hand, yeah, and the whole scorched arm.
He might not be able to get it off.
It's like right up. It's like right up to his shoulder.
That's cosmic grime on there. That doesn't come off easy.
Yeah, just a little CLR in water.
That's all you need. Clear. And I will say, if anyone happens to be a Spidey fan, but also a Doctor Who fan, the phrase "I don't want to go" is deeply traumatic on a couple of levels now.
Is it?
Yeah, one of the doctors was regenerating and said, "I don't want to go," and it was a big emotional moment. And then, my poor boy Peter.
Let me just, there's a friend of ours, Mr. Ryan Mackett.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, he had his review of the movie, and he sent me a message like right after he knew that I'd seen the movie. And I was like, I can't respond right now, I'm like traveling around in Calgary. But he was like, I felt emotionally manipulated.
Yes.
Which I found, like, sorry, Ryan, I found it really funny.
Well,
it's because like, it's like, it's a movie.
Well, I mean,
it's
that's
all of it is emotionally manipulated.
Yeah, but it's like
the whole
thing. You choose what characters, like, oh, well, and the excuse has been made, oh, he knew something was wrong because of his spider sense. And it's like,
why?
No, he just saw everybody else dying and it's like, oh, I'm a fan favorite character.
Let's, yeah.
let's give me a sad goodbye.
Yeah. And he's like, and the way that he said it, he was like, always like, the kid going off to war and dying in war.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. I get what you're saying, but
playing that up, especially his arms, who basically kind of...
Of course, I absolutely agree it's emotionally manipulative, but that's what the story is.
Every story.
Otherwise, it's just a YouTube video about demonstrating of how to fix your car.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I think this was the first time and even counting like Civil War and Homecoming, which I really like Tom Holland did as Spider-Man, but I did not think for one, like during this movie, I can't help but compare to, like, the first a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the Raimi movies a bit, like, Tobey Maguire. Didn't enter my mind for 1 second this time. I was like, oh, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, he's been good the whole time, but, like, this in particular, he really...
He totally fit the bill, especially, like, jumping onto the ship and, like, clamoring on and, like, falling off and coming back on and just making all the goofy
little stuff. I'm really hoping that costume doesn't stay around, though.
Yeah.
Is it necessary?
No.
It's a momentary thing.
Yeah.
I think it's...
It serves its service purposes. They wanted to do the Iron Spider or whatever.
Yeah.
One last thing, just an idea, just throwing it out there to the TV division who just wants to keep failing, apparently. Here's what you can do. Just film little scenes, just put those online, of, like, your TV characters, in the middle of some fight, like Luke Cage and Danny are, like, fighting some people or something, and then all of a sudden, sweet Christmas, and he just fades away. I want to see how the TV characters get wiped out of existence, even if it has otherwise no bearing whatsoever on what they do.
There was discussion, apparently. I saw an article earlier today about, Feige and others comment, and some of the writers commenting, saying, and the way they stressed it, we discussed it very briefly, like, and made a point of, like, saying, we did not talk long about it, but it was should we have, like, a cameo of the street-level TV characters?
There was an article that was like, Daredevil can't fight Thanos because he's busy stopping
a
bodega robbery because they might be ninjas. Or this one.
Netflix breathes sigh of relief as Iron Fist disintegrates during Infinity War finale.
Is that actually The Onion?
No, it's a Hard Drive, which is a subsidiary of the Hard Times.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's so
pretty good.
At press time, Kevin Feige was reportedly confused by the celebrating Netflix executives due to the fact that everyone who died at the end of Infinity War, especially those like Spider-Man and Black Panther, who have unfilmed movies already announced, is obviously going to come back right as soon as Avengers 4 starts, you morons.
But if they could do cute little scenes where, like, they're just in the middle of an unrelated thing and just you see what happens to them.
Do you want to know how Danny went?
Horribly.
Couldn't have been impressive.
He got fisted.
Oh,
my. He got gauntlet fisted.
Oh, no.
He got puppeted?
Rand's death occurred after having a conversation with a disinterested Starbucks barista explaining that she needs to write the entirety of Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist protector of Kunlun, on his coffee cup before disintegrating. And that's somebody else's joke. Thanos is a guy MC. And he's coming to town and he's gonna lay the Specca down. He's got two stones, but he's gonna get more because 2 minus 6 and something is 4. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No!
What you talking about?